I am Sean McGivney.
And I'm Jane McGivney.
And today is November 27th, 2017, and we are in Warwick, Rhode Island. So the first question is, who is the person that you respected the most?
My mother. She grew up very poor in East Greenwich in Scalloptown. She was the oldest of six children. They mostly ate seafood from the bay. She went to Warwick High School, and she was very smart. And the local paper in 1930, with the headlines were, two East Greenwich girls make high honors at Warwick. And one of those girls was my mother, Ellen Rice. She was a very hard worker. She married young. She had three children. When my father had to go off to war, he worked in the mill. And she took a job in the mill for the time that he was gone, the two or three years. She still found time to play with us, to read to us, to have our friends over and have card games with us during the week. She scrubbed our clothes on a scrub board. We never had a refrigerator. We had an ice box up until after the war. She was never smoked, and she never drank. She was wonderful to everybody, never a bad word. She sent cards to everybody, and we used to joke that when she died, the post office would go out of business.
Okay, so the second question is, where are our ancestors born, and or like where did they move from, and what are some details about them?
Well, I have quite a few ancestors. John Clark came in here in, I don't know, 1643. Pardon Tillinghast, 1640s. Rice family was 1661. We're related to Sir Francis Drake. One of my ancestors from the Rice family was in the Revolutionary War. My father's mother came from Australia. Most of our people were moved to Exeter and Richmond. They became mill workers or farmers, mostly poor. There was a few that held local political positions, but nothing big. My great aunt and my great uncle were both little people. They worked with a traveling group of little people. My aunt was in The Wizard of Oz. Blue, her brother, was in The Wizard of Oz and the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He was also the original Buster Brown with his dog. He was in several, comic movies, silent movies. I know he's in the silent movie museum that's in California. Annie, after her mother died, and she was taken care of by her younger brothers and sisters, or older brothers and sisters, she used to travel with him. And when they had a performance, she'd be locked in the hotel room. And one night she heard a commotion, and she looked out the window, and she saw a hanging.
Was this in the South?
Yeah, this was in the South. And that really bothered her for the rest of her life. She always told the story, and she always thought about it. My great-grandfather, who was Blue and Annie's father, he made boats. And he made a scallop boat and all the equipment you would use. And he took it all by himself to the Chicago World's Fair. And he single-handedly represented Rhode Island that year there. Let's see. Who else am I proud of here? My father's stepfather and his mother were the jailers in East Greenwich from 1920, I guess, to about 1957, when they closed the jail, my grandfather, of course, was the sheriff, and when they closed the jail, he was 80 years old, and at that time, they said he was the oldest state worker on record. When I was young, we lived there for a year, and while my grandmother was sick, we had to go down there and help out. My mother did, father, and we would help feed the prisoners and put the food through the bars to them. And but it was a good time. Every year until I turned 18, we had Thanksgiving dinner there.
All right, so the next question is, what are some jobs that you have held?
Well, let's see. I started off when I was young babysitting, mostly for Navy families who were in the area right after the war. Also neighbors, got 25 cents an hour. At Christmas time, when I was 16, 17, I worked at Woolworths at Christmas time. After I was married, we had few businesses. One was an antenna business. Then we had a restaurant. We had a record store that we had over in Newport. Finally, in the 70s, I went to work at Antelope as a part-time job in security. And over the next 22 years, when I retired, I had made it to the top, the first woman to hold the position. And I was very, very proud of that, women's lib and all. But I realized after I retired, they gave the job back to a man.
What are some lessons that working has taught you?
Well, let me see. I think one would be careful who you step on the way to the top, because you might have to step on them again on the way back down. And I think that if you treat everybody the way you'd like to be treated, the golden rule is what I've always tried to live by, and I found that it's certainly helped me working with other people, being their bosses. I've always tried to treat them like I'd like to be treated. I think honesty is probably the thing that will get you the farthest in the workplace, because it's your reputation. And if you don't have a reputation, you really don't have anything.
Okay, so now that you've been, now that you're retired from working, what are some things that you've been doing?
Well, we've been traveling a lot. We've traveled to all 49 states. We haven't made it to Hawaii. We've made all the others. We've spent time in all of them several times across country and back, sometimes with our camper, sometimes just with a car. I've been to almost all of the Canadian provinces, been to Mexico, South America, well, something like 32 of the Caribbean islands, I think it is, Spain, Canary Islands, three of the seven, Morocco, Casablanca, Marrakesh. I'd like to go to Cuba, but I don't know. That would be my bucket list, I guess.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this interview.